We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Investigation underway in Boeing jetliner crash in Ethiopia. We've got the story.
Two people suffer minor injuries in a plane crash northeast of Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The trial of a Wichita gamer charged in a deadly hoax has been delayed. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Widespread rain and thunderstorms will stay in our forecast today, tonight, and tomorrow, but also very gusty winds on Wednesday. The complete update here in just a few minutes.
The FAA says the Boeing model that crashed in Ethiopia can continue to fly. And Boeing says it has full confidence in the aircraft, but not everyone else does.
China, Indonesia, and Ethiopia have grounded their 737 MAX 8s. The model that crashed in Ethiopia is the same that crashed in Indonesia last fall, also killing everyone on board. But the FAA says it is too early in the investigation to make any findings about the Boeing aircraft here.
You know what? Call me a wimp, but I'm not getting on that plane.
Ed Butowski with Chapwood Investment says he thinks all of this will impact airline earnings and possibly even more.
The world economy is slow. So any chance you get to maybe retract an order that you were, obligated to and you find a way out, they're going to take it. So watch a lot of countries, for the most part, cancel orders.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A student pilot and instructor suffered minor injuries after a small plane crashed into a home in Kansas. It was yesterday afternoon in Benton, northeast of Wichita. The plane crashed shortly after takeoff at Lloyd Stearman Field. The pilot tried to land on an unpaved runway but lost control. The plane hit the front porch of a house. No one was in that house at the time. Lieutenant Clarence Schreiber with the Kansas Highway Patrol Air Support Unit says,
"It's actually pretty rare to have something like this occur. Accidents do happen in any kind of endeavor, whether that's motor vehicle crashes, air traffic or marine or boat incidents. But something of this nature is a little bit different. Again, an airplane leaving the runway and coming into your structure is not something that is very normal."
Kansas Highway Patrol identified the pilot as 65-year-old Victor Riffle of Benton. His passenger, 35-year-old instructor Joseph Bertipel of Derby, was taken to Wichita's Wesley Medical Center for treatment of his injuries.
A federal judge has delayed the trial of a Kansas online gamer whose dispute allegedly sparked the hoax that resulted in police shooting a man who lived at his former Wichita home.
The attorney for 22-year-old Shane Gaskell asked for more time to talk with prosecutors, and on Monday, the judge postponed the trial till April 23rd. Gaskell is charged with conspiracy, obstruction of justice, wire fraud, and making false statements during the investigation. Prosecutors say Gaskell was playing a Call of Duty World War II video game with Casey Venner of North College Hill, Ohio, when they argued over a $1.50 bet. Prosecutors contend Viner then asked Tyler Barris of Los Angeles to SWAT Gaskell. SWATting is a term used by gamers to send first responders to an opponent's address. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An order has been issued for all American diplomats to get out of the capital of Venezuela.
In a late Monday night tweet, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the U.S. will withdraw all remaining personnel from the American embassy in Caracas, saying the decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. Earlier Monday, Pompeo referring to embattled Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro's mafia.
You can see the increasing pain and suffering that the Venezuelan people are suffering from.
The order for diplomats to get out comes as much of Venezuela has been suffering days of power outages, leaving them without much clean water, food, or communications. Maduro blames the blackouts on American sabotage. Pompeo blames Maduro's incompetence. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New Mexico would become the first state to set up its own government-operated marijuana stores and subsidize medical cannabis for the poor under a bill brokered between Republicans and Democrats. Prospects for the measure's approval were uncertain Monday amid a generational divide on marijuana legalization. New Mexico is among a new wave of states weighing legislation that would legalize recreational sales and consumption. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
It looks like the Kansas City Chiefs are honing in on a young player for their defensive secondary. We'll have that news coming up in sports.
An Uber driver will likely pay a big price for taking a passenger on a traumatic ride. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock here. A deadly hit and run on the LBJ freeway that left three men dead while changing a flat tire. Search continues for the driver, Dallas Police Sergeant Warren Mitchell.
Well, they had the emergency flashes on. They had pulled off onto the side of the road, and it appeared that they had done everything the way they should have. So, you know, we have these emergency shoulders for individuals to pull over, and it looked like they did just that, and still, you know, this horrific accident still occurred.
The search continues for the driver, who has been identified.
A clash of the vice presidents as Dick Cheney and Mike Pence have a heated exchange concerning foreign policy.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney fears President Trump's foreign policy is more like Barack Obama's than Ronald Reagan's. That's according to a transcript of a private weekend event obtained by the Washington Post. According to the transcript, Cheney said he was troubled by the Trump administration's decision to end joint military exercises with South Korea, a claim Vice President Mike Pence said would not affect America's readiness. Pence also hit back at Cheney's criticism of the president's hardline stance toward NATO allies, saying he believes it is possible to demand partners pay more to provide for the common defense, while also reaffirming a strong commitment to America's allies. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
An Uber driver will likely pay a big price for taking a passenger on a traumatic ride.
Harbir Parmar admits he kidnapped a woman who fell asleep in his vehicle last year. The 25-year-old picked up the woman after she ordered a ride from Manhattan to her suburban home. While she slept in the back seat, prosecutors say Parmar changed the passenger's destination on his GPS and the victim woke up to find him groping her. Parmar then dropped the woman off on the side of a highway in Connecticut after she asked to be taken to a police station. Parmar pleaded guilty to kidnapping and wire fraud for overcharging customers. He faces up to life in prison. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We got more rain in the Wichita area.
Yeah, how about that?
And so the roadways are slippery. Watch your, you know, stopping distance is going to be reduced. So watch your following distance and your speed out there. Things right. Could be slippery. I just got a call from one of my traffic trackers, Jason. He said that he sees a lot of vehicles out there without the headlights on right now.
As usual, yeah.
Yeah, and remember, if you have to have those windshield wipers on, you are required to have your headlights on. You have those automatic lights that kind of turn on and off depending on how much light it is out, and just go ahead and flip them on, because even if it's lighting up outside to set that off, you still got to have those headlights on. Something you have to check. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Yeah, chances are about a bazillion to one that a police officer is going to stop you for that. On the other hand, why don't you do the right thing and maybe...
And maybe just make sure other vehicles can see you. That's the point.
For safety's sake. Yeah. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Widespread rain and thunderstorms will stay in our forecast today, tonight, and tomorrow, but also very gusty winds on Wednesday.
All right, we're looking for a high today of 56 degrees, 80% chance for showers and storms, 90% overnight tonight. Tomorrow's high, we're going to warm up to 67 tomorrow. Right now we've got rain and fog and 49 degrees, got a southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. 8:10 now, Steve and Ted. And Jed, you were saying the old gasoline prices have taken a jump, right?
Yes. They're up to $2.39 a gallon.
Ooh.
That's a big jump. Yesterday, there were places at $2.13. So to go from $2.13 to $2.39, that's quite an increase in the gasoline price.
All right, Ted. The plans are at my house, I believe, today that St. Shelley is going to whip up some of her chili that she makes, which is delicious. It's a good day for chili, right, with the rain and so forth. Last night at my daughter's house, I was treated to spaghetti, and my grandson, Luke,
Ooh, that sounds good.
Was in charge of the spaghetti sauce.
Yeah?
And he decided to experiment a little bit.
Did he get ragu or prego?
No, he made, I don't know what it was, but I know that he told me he had a secret ingredient.
Okay.
V8 juice.
Really?
It's pretty good. They added a little tang to it, so maybe Luke's got an idea there.
How about that?
For his future spaghetti sauce. Good.
Was it tasty?
It was great.
Yeah.
I didn't eat much of it because, you know, they had six people there to eat. So, 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and plastic surgery is on the rise. Fox News Radio's Jeff Monoso in Chicago telling us about this. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, new data released from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons shows that almost 18 million surgical procedures and minimally invasive cosmetic procedures were performed in the U.S. last year. That is a trend that seems to be moving upward, and it's, according to the ASPS, it's 250,000 more procedures that were performed than the year before.
Can they say what kind of procedures specifically? Or?
Well, the majority of plastic surgery is reconstructive. Pediatric surgery, it's hand surgery. ASPS President Dr. Alan Matarazzo says that the majority of the procedures, they deal with breast cancer, skin cancer, reconstruction. But the report also reveals a rise in vanity procedures as well, like body shaping and fat reduction. The report shows that the top five surgical plastic surgery procedures, breast augmentation, 313,000 procedures performed last year. That's about a 4% increase from the year before. Liposuction, about 260,000 procedures. That's up 5% from the year before. Nose reshaping, 214,000 procedures, up 2%. Eyelid surgery. That's 206,000 procedures. So it's up 1% from the year before. And also tummy tucks. The top five surgical procedures. One of the top minimally invasive procedures, Botox and laser hair removal. Those were big as well. And you know, these are important procedures. If they make you feel good and if it's minimally invasive, you know, doctors say, you know, go for it. But at the same time, you should also do your research and you should know the risks. And one of the sayings that Dr. Alan Matarazzo said to me is, you know, they have a saying that you get the care that is the care that you get is dictated by the door you walk into. So it's really important to do your research and also to make sure that your doctor is certified by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons as well.
And Jeff, you wonder on something like breast reconstruction, which I understand completely, is that covered by insurance after maybe cancer? Do you know? Or is that something you have to pay for yourself?
I don't have a hard answer for you, but I would say that if it was a reconstructive surgery, like that, like breast cancer, skin cancer, then I would say yes. I don't have the hard answer for you.
Yeah.
I think if it's just something that you wanted to do, that's somewhat of a vanity project or a procedure, then I think that you might have issues with your insurance company on that. But if it's reconstructive, my guess would be that insurance does cover that.
Well, this was a few years ago, but I talked to my dermatologist a few years ago, and he told me that he had recently at that time had a bump in replacing or removing tattoos. I don't know if that qualifies for what we're talking about today or not.
Yeah.
But
I'm not sure. I mean, there's a couple of different things: soft tissue fillers, chemical peel. I don't know what chemical peel is. I could read the text, but that'd be boring radio.
All right. So,
actually, I think that might be it. I mean, it's acne or scars. You know, fine lines or wrinkles. Certain scars that sun damaged skin.
Yeah.
That could be maybe something that folks do for tattoos.
So Jeff, this is kind of personal, but if you had a free plastic surgery job, anything you would replace or augment there? Or
yeah, definitely. I'd definitely get the lips and then the Kardashian behind.
You'd be sure. You get the Kardashian behind.
Yeah, that would look really good out of me.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for being with us. Fox News Radio's Jeff Monoso today. Plastic surgery is on the rise. I'll tell you that personally, a few years ago, I had a mole from my cheek removed that I didn't think was something I wanted to have, and it was for vanity's purposes more than anything. But was a good job. I'll tell you, the surgeon did a real good job. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Did you hear that segment, Ted? But ask Jeff Manasso from Fox News,
yeah.
News Radio what he would have augmented or changed if he got it free. He said he wanted it to have the Kardashian behind and what that means, but I guess it makes it smaller or larger. I'm not sure. I don't want to go there. All right. Coming up on 8:16, 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning. And Ted, let's go ahead and do sports now. Ted's talking about some basketball this morning and some more honors for players at the end of the season, right, Ted?
Yeah, the American Athletic Conference handing out some of its awards yesterday for college men's basketball. A couple of Wichita State guys got their awards yesterday. Wichita State senior Marcus McDuffie named second team all-conference in the American. Averaged 18 points a game this year. That puts him fourth place in the league. He also finished in the top 10 in the conference in three-pointers per game and shooting 81% from the free throw line. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talks about his senior, Marcus McDuffie.
Yeah, a lot of good players. You know, I saw Mark was on the second team, and then I looked on the second team, and you've got guys like Aubrey Dawkins on the second team who had a heck of a year, and Marcus McDuffie and other really fine players. So this league has players.
And Wichita State's Dexter Dennis was named to the all-freshman team. Congratulations, McDuffie and Dennis, for their awards yesterday. The new college basketball polls came out yesterday. K-State moving up a little bit, KU moving down slightly. Kansas State moved up three spots in the polls this week. The Wildcats, co-champs of the Big 12, are ranked as high as 14th in the nation this week in the coaches' poll. KU dropped four spots in the polls. Kansas ranked as high as 17th this week in the Associated Press poll. This is March Madness. We got five conference tournament championship games tonight. Winners will go to the NCAA tournament with automatic bids. We'll have two of those games for you tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Starting at 6 o'clock tonight with the Colonial Tournament Championship, top seed Hofstra taking on Northeastern. And then at 8 o'clock, the West Coast Conference Tournament Championship game. The number one ranked team in the nation, Gonzaga, taking on St. Mary's. Gonzaga on a 21-game winning streak right now. Pro football on NFL news with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs earlier in the week cut linebacker Justin Houston, so they lost a guy on defense. But reports now indicate that the Chiefs are close to a deal with a 26-year-old safety, Tyrann Mathieu. Reports have a deal close to a three-year contract for $42 million for Mathieu, who spent his first 5 years in the NFL with the Arizona Cardinals, then spent 1 year with the Houston Texans. Now looks like he might be close to a multi-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, who badly need help in their defensive secondary. At LSU, back in college, Mathieu was known as the Honey Badger. So he will.
It sounds kind of cute and cuddly, but a badger's not a cute
but kind of a nasty at the same time.
Yeah.
Honey Badger looks like he's going to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. In women's tennis yesterday here in Wichita, Shockers got a nice win. 40th-ranked Wichita State beating number 39 Gonzaga, 6-1 out at Wichita Country Club. The Shocker women's tennis team now 8-6 on the season. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Los Angeles Clippers just absolutely clobbered the Boston Celtics in Los Angeles, 140-115 in the starting lineup for the Clippers. Former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet, the rookie, with 11 points, 5 assists. He made 3 3-pointers. 5 wins in a row now for the Clippers. They are in the number 6 spot right now in the Western Conference. And we do have Shocker baseball on the schedule for today at Wichita State. Shockers at X Stadium hosting Oral Roberts. It was originally scheduled as a night game, but they've moved it up to an afternoon game to try to beat the rain. So we were looking at a 1 o'clock start this afternoon for Shocker baseball. Live pregame coverage will begin at 12:30 this afternoon, the game at 1 o'clock, and that'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Shocks are looking to snap a 4-game losing streak. This is the start of a 14-game homestand for the Shockers at X Stadium starting today. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Ted, just a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar now.
It is.
A lot of showers developing across south-central Kansas. Sedgwick County, showers all across the county, moving back to the southwest and to the south. They're moving from the southwest to the northeast. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna looks like it's gonna be raining for a while, and then we'll have some breaks as the day goes on. Might get those games in today.
They'll try. They'll give it a try out there. Yep. Yeah.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Trying to determine who is lying to Congress. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.